Confessions of a Trainwreck. 30, flirty, and surviving. It's easy to speak out of the way I live, but it's a 24-carat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels. Commandment number 200. Thou shalt remember that if a man doesn't want you at your worst, then he doesn't deserve you at your best. When it comes to relationships, I think society has it wrong in what constitutes the biggest and most important milestone moments. A lot of people would argue that some of the things that have the potential to solidify a relationship are the first times you sleep together, when you finally move in together, and meeting the parents. But I disagree. While I'm not denying that those things are important, I think there are a few far bigger relationship-defining moments that happen to all of us, even though we might not talk about them. But you guys know I'm not one to shy away from tough conversations, so I'm testing out my theory today on Shad Wicker. Firstly, guys, do you know that this is episode 200?
How exciting.
I know.
Why did I get the honour of being number 200?
I feel like I should have done a giveaway or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, 200. What's it called? Trainwreck. So commandment number
200. Although there is probably closer to 300 episodes out, but some are just like filler episodes that didn't actually warrant a commandment.
Can I ask this question?
Yes.
Because I didn't even realise that you were doing the countdown in order. That's yeah. How little I'm paying attention. But, you know, I dip in it. You know what I mean? Like, I come in, come out, I listen a little bit, I'm back in again, you know? So I'm thinking it's all jumbled up.
No.
But you've been keeping
it's methodical.
And methodical. Now we're at number 200. Have you ever accidentally, at some point in the 200 episodes, said the same number twice?
1,000%. 1,000%. On particularly stressful weeks, sometimes I don't have the time to go back and check the actual commandment. I always know kind of what decade I'm in of commandments. So within a rough like 10, give or take 5 either side. So there's definitely been some follow-up. So for all I know, this could actually be 250.
Yeah, right. But okay. And do you have a favorite commandment of all your commandments?
That is a really good question.
Do you remember what the first one was?
Yes, I do.
What was the first commandment?
Commandment number 1. It wasn't thou shalt remember. It was thou shall strive for balance, not breakdowns. And the whole episode was about breakdowns. And oh, my God, I am amazing. That was 5 years ago.
And look how far you've come managing your breakdowns and overcoming them.
She's learned so much.
It's like nothing has changed.
Okay, that is enough train wreck shaming from you. I'm actually very excited to have you on today because I want to talk to you about defining moments in a relationship because I think people have it all wrong.
Okay.
So I think a lot of people think it's things like the first time you have sex with each other, when you move in together, when you meet the parents, but those things are child's play. Those are the easy things, and I don't think they're the defining moments.
So fascinating. So the easiest thing was having sex. That really speaks to your promiscuity, doesn't it? Those things are easy. Rooting, yeah, everyone can do that, which is true. I feel like you're kind of onto that there, though, I reckon. Sex means so little now than it used to.
It does. Honestly, I feel like a kiss now means more than having sex with
someone
does.
You know what? I think you're right. You know, and in the world of love languages, which I've been learning a lot about over the last few months, I feel like holding hands might be more of a move than having sex with someone.
That's
how
serious.
Many times have you gotten into a relationship after it was a pretty dud route? For me, consistently, in terms of my performance.
Oh, like, my God. My heart was about to stop. I was like, don't you do that to her. She's such a nice girl.
No, but like in terms of like in the past.
Well, you've got to try before you buy.
Great. For example, drunken hookups that turn into relationships.
And drunken sex is never good sex.
Mate, 9 times out of 10, it is awful.
It's sloppy. It's
it stinks. You know? Knocked back too many.
So what I'm saying is that is easy. So I put together a list of moments that I think truly define a relationship, and I just want to know if you agree.
All right. Before we get into the first one, when you say like defining, like these are like they're big trust moments or they're like big make or break moments or all of the above?
I think all of the above.
Okay, right.
I think all of the above because when these situations happen, I think it kind of either solidifies your relationship or it just pulls it apart.
Oh, I've got a couple already.
Yeah. Okay. So the first one is the first time you fart in front of each other.
Yeah, this has come up a lot, I reckon.
Yeah.
Is like that. Yeah, I think that'd be – oh, actually, no, not really. Maybe more for the woman, I think, because of just how
– I did it first.
Yeah.
I did it first. So, and I'm actually surprised that this one took so long because we moved in together quite quickly.
Yeah.
And it also happened to be during like full-on quarantine. So we were home a lot. We live in a loft apartment.
Yeah,
there's no walls. You got like whatever's coming out. Anyway, I think it probably was about a year, but I did it first.
Yeah.
But Damon's very fart shy.
Fun fact, more people died from holding in farts during quarantine than actual COVID.
I don't know if you're lying.
Obviously I'm lying. What the hell are you talking about?
Because
mate?
Have you – you bloat so hard when you hold in a fart, you could just explode.
Yeah, it's like when you're at dinner, you know, when you're on a date for dinner and you like – you know when you hold one in – you know when you hold one in so much that it then kind of reverses and your tummy starts to go
– yeah, because the air's
like,
pushed back up.
I thought I got rid of this moments ago. Why is this back up here?
Better out than in. Better out than in. But I think because you know when you first start seeing someone, you're so private about all that stuff because you're just trying to show off the best parts of yourself, which is obviously not necessarily your smells.
I would say it's not a defining moment though. I think it's – I would actually say that it is over – it's exaggerated how big of a deal it is.
Have you farted in front of your partner?
Yeah, for sure.
Has she farted in front of you?
Yeah, but without me knowing. She made me aware of it.
Okay.
And I was like, cool.
Oh, well, if she had to make you aware, then why would she even bother?
Well, I think it was just her trying to get a rise out of me. You know? But, like, yeah, because I remember once as well when I was, like, years ago, I remember I started seeing a girl and I was like, well, in that kind of hookup stage, you know, kind of hookup. We were at uni, so it was kind of like she'd stay over whatever. And I remember one morning forgetting that there was someone else in my bed. After a really big night. And you know that one after the big night.
It's like the after grog bog.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big dog. It's a sheet rake.
There's a lot of toxins that need to get out of the body.
Yeah, it's
fast.
It's like, you know, when you see hot air balloons floating out in the morning, it's like, that's how they get them up.
It's one of those ones that actually feels hot too.
Oh, God. Me went off and all I heard from her was a giggle. And that was like, okay, this relationship will go good for a bit. But
actually, I think boys fart more in their sleep than they do in their consciousness.
Yeah, because we're relaxed, mate, because it's a hard life. It's hard being a man. You think you're holding in, we're holding everything in. Push it down, go to sleep. There you go, let it out.
All right, so we're kind of on the same page with that one.
Sort of, yeah, I guess.
My next one is the first time you sleep together but don't have sex. I feel like that's a big one purely because when you're casually seeing someone, sex is pretty much the only thing on the agenda and like the whole objective of that relationship is to bone. You know what I mean? So you only really see each other to have sex.
This is actually, I think, one of those things where you know when you're kind of early days in a relationship and you kind of feel like the only thing you ever do is have sex.
Yeah.
And it becomes a relationship, I think, like
when you stop.
Which
then it
so
becomes
weird.
A long, long-term relationship.
It's so weird, isn't it? It's like, you know what I mean? Sex.
The less you have sex, the more committed your relationship becomes.
I feel like it because in committed relationships, sex becomes like...
So backseat.
It's like Bitcoin or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's like... Or the stock market. Mm. It's like when you first have sex, it's like fucking buy, buy, buy. We're buying sex. We're rooting everywhere. It's not a matter of when, it's where. We're going nuts. You know what I mean? Sex is on the table. It's huge. The market is hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, 6 months in, it's like, all right, a little correction in the market. Like, it's a little bit less sex, but sex is still great. We're still into sex,
you know?
And then when you get to, like, 2 years, 3 years in, it becomes a little bit more like, look, we're kind of looking over our investments in sex. You know?
So true.
Yeah, we're like sex, sure, but we're diversifying the portfolio now. Now, instead of just sex, we're looking at breakfast.
We've got dogs.
We're looking at pets. Yeah, we're looking at pets.
Yeah.
What are we thinking about that? Like, you know what I mean?
Literally.
It's like other things take the spot. So
literally.
I think you know, and you know what, that those nights that you sleep in the same bed and you don't have sex with each other, I think those are the moments where you start to realize whether this is
a relationship or
something
not.
That's going to move forward or not.
100%. 100%. Because remember, like, think back to, like, when you first started dating and you would just literally have sex, like, four times a day.
Yeah. I mean, I've got other shit to do. Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
okay.
Well, I didn't have a job, sure. Yeah, okay.
What about on weekends? Oh, you've always worked on weekends.
You also have, like, you have the most outrageous libido out of any woman I've ever met.
Well, I'm 3 years in now, so it's not as high as it used to be, I can tell you.
Like, you had so much, I'm friends with your, do we say his name now? We do, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm mates with Damon, and it's like, it is a known quantity that you are aggressive in your pursuits.
Yeah.
Poor little innocent Damon.
I was, but, you know, now I've also got shit to do. That was probably during COVID when I was stood down. I had no work. You know, we're back to BAU now. Okay, so we agree on that one. I like that. I'm happy with that one. Okay. The next one is leaving the door open when you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, see, this one's, yeah.
Only, can I specify this here, only for number ones. There still needs to be some air of mystery about a relationship. Hope so. And the second someone starts shitting with the door open, the relationship is over as far as I'm concerned.
You've got three kids, you know, an investment property.
There's probably divorce papers somewhere in the house. Like, nah.
A mistress or a whatever the, what's the equivalent of that? Mistress, a mister, miss something, whatever the other equivalent is.
Missed I.
Yeah, I think so. But you know what, though? And, you know, whatever. I don't care. Come at me. But I think that all bowel movements should be done in your own privacy.
Okay, so you don't leave the door open when you pee?
No.
Bowel movements. Yeah,
sure I have. No, I pee as well. Okay, both, right? Because for me, it's not – I think it's more like you should never just be like, yeah, cool. Whatever.
You should never just give up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You should still be closing the door and whatever. Because, come on, a bit of bloody decorum, people. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you're disgusting for going to the toilet, but at the same time, let's leave a little bit
of
mystery.
Not everyone needs to know.
I don't even know about this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, my biggest...
If it's busy, I really need to get in here right now. What are you doing? I'm doing a one. Okay, cool. That's a long-term relationship situation.
Well, my best piece of advice, and if I could offer anybody one thing about relationships, it would be... to live in a place with two bathrooms because that has been such a game changer for us, and not only purely for toilet reasons, but just to be able to have your own shit in your own bathroom and to be able to get ready at the same time.
Your own stuff shit or your own shit?
Both. Both. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I like that you've waited until the 200th episode to give some relationship advice. Yeah, I bet. I bet there's never been one other bit of relationship.
By the time this comes out, he might have left me.
Can I give you one?
Yeah.
How about this? I think this is a really clear, defining fact. This is a make or break moment in your relationship, and you'll know how you're going to go moving forward.
Okay.
Is when one of you is ridiculously pissed and the other one is sober.
Yes. Yes.
How that situation is handled.
Yes.
And that's a two-pronger. You have to experience it on both sides.
You do.
And then you'll know what the go is. And that is a very underrated, I don't think ever really brought up moment.
That's very true. That's very true.
How do you handle the other person when they are blind?
Yeah. And if you get angry, I think that's the wrong way to approach the situation.
Yeah.
Because I agree. I remember the drunkest I've ever seen Damon was when he went to a work dinner around Christmas time. It was like some big dinner, and it was a French degustation. There was lots of red wine to be had, and he's a beer man, so when he drinks wine, he gets incredibly drunk. He came home, and I was like, what have you taken? Because you can't just be drunk. Like, you are belligerent. He couldn't even
wine
walk straight.
Is a different level piss.
Oh, he went into the bathroom to have a shower. Mm. 20 minutes later, I'm knocking on the door being like, Damon, are you okay? I walk in. He's asleep on the floor. He's vomited everywhere. And I put him into bed. I gave him some water, had Panadol waiting the next day. But I was very calm and very patient because you don't need more stress when you are in a position like that.
And you got to laugh. You got to laugh at the
it's hilarious.
Ridiculousness of like...
Just take videos. That's, again, my piece of advice.
That's a great way to do it because, like... So, like, my girlfriend at the moment, there's only been a couple of times where she gets pissed and she's, like, still very lightweight, you know? And, like, for her, this is the difference. She gets really pissed, doesn't get hungover.
Oh, I don't she's get, young, though.
I don't get super
It'll hit
pissed,
her, but a
but
couple
I
of
get
drinks.
Really bad hangovers. Yeah. And I think that's where the balancing act is. It's like...
So you can
you
take
really
the piss
pissed,
out of her the
I'll
night before,
yeah.
then the next day.
And then in the morning, you have to deal with
see,
me being
hungover.
Oh, see,
you guys just
so
fit.
Works.
That works.
Yeah.
That works but, really well.
Yeah, because hers is, yeah, very just like, Or just goof, like just
but, goofball. But they're funny. Like that's the thing. It's funny. He's not saying anything offensive or being an asshole. It's very funny.
One thing that women do, I think, that's quite funny when they're pissed and disgusting as well is eat. Like a drunk girl eating is one of the most disgusting and funniest things to watch.
It's like they've never been fed before.
Yeah, all bit of decorum goes out the window. Like all this facade you've been doing of holding your farts in and wearing your heels up high so your ass looks good and you've done your hair and
like, I'll just take the salad.
And then boom, a Big Mac gets put in your hand and it's like, where is my mouth? Like, it's like so ridiculous.
So true. So true. Well, that's it's kind of a segue into my next one. When sexy time turns into a disaster. Mm. So this does happen to us sometimes still, but I remember the first time it happened. But weirdly enough, I feel like it made me love Damon more. So he's really funny. Like he is a funny, funny guy. And sometimes when we're like getting started, he'll make a joke.
Yeah.
And I am a giggler. Like once I start laughing, I cannot stop. Like even remember last week here, I was I made myself cry laugh and I could not pull it together. And sometimes that happens when we are about to have sex and we can't do it.
Yeah,
we can't because it's so funny.
Okay. That's not disaster. I was thinking you piss yourself or something. That's how funny it is. And then that's the disaster?
I need to step it up a notch then. No, not okay. Maybe disaster was the wrong word, but like something interrupts sexy time or like you have a dog and the dog is like walks into the room and just sits there and watches you or something.
Oh, do you stop?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Do you?
Your dog can't even see above the bed frame.
Well, no, I don't let her in. She's too young to see that.
Sorry, I've just got scammers constantly calling.
She doesn't need to see that trauma.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I guess. But, like, I feel like that happens when you're hooking up something.
Yeah, true. Or, like, you sneeze in their face when you're on top.
When you said disaster, I was thinking more along the lines of, like, yeah, like you know, maybe you piss yourself or something. Or
he
doesn't come up.
Oh.
Like his dick doesn't stay hard, essentially. It's a train wreck podcast. I can talk like that, can't I?
Yeah. Like, I've not had that problem.
If that, okay.
Well, ever.
Well, you don't
never.
Have a penis, but yeah. No,
no
well,
I've
Damon's
never
doing
seen
really
that
well. But like, you know, sometimes, what's one of the, they call it whiskey
dick.
Yeah, whiskey dick.
Or, when that happens I don't think I should say the other one.
I haven't had that. Actually, I haven't had that happen to me since I was young, which is strange.
Whiskey dick when it
maybe
won't
go. It goes away when you're older.
Wait, is whiskey dick the one where it won't go up or it won't go down?
Won't go up.
Okay.
It won't stay. Yeah. I've never had the problem of it getting up. It's just like not being as big. What a personal conversation we're having. Not being as, you know,
yeah.
It's like, you know,
but that's the same.
This army wasn't quite ready for battle. They got a little bit way through and then they'd be like, oh, bloody.
But I think that's the same for women too. I can't orgasm when I'm drunk or when I've been drinking.
Yeah, right.
It's not going to happen.
You don't have the focus.
Mm-mm.
Which is an undersold part of the female orgasm, I reckon, is, you know, sometimes you guys need to focus a bit harder as well.
You know what? Sometimes we're focusing too fucking much.
I think that's it.
The problem.
That is it. I think there's too much pressure on it, you know?
There is. The elusive female orgasm. Maybe we should do an episode on that.
It's not that elusive, ladies. It's not that elusive.
And the last one I had is when you have no boundaries. So we kind of touched on this one with the toilet thing, but I feel like, again, at the start of a relationship, before you enter that like next level of intimacy and closeness, you spend so much time trying to hide normal things from each other. Like remember the first time you like go on an overnight stay in like a hotel or something together and there's one bathroom, it's very small and it opens up usually into like the studio apartment or whatever, and you don't wee too loudly, you'll go into the lobby if you need to do a poo or something, you don't announce anything, you don't, you know, you don't say I've got my period or whatever, it's just all so secret. But then I feel like when you're in a long-term relationship or with someone committed, you start to announce things like, oh my God, I have to go and do a duk.
Yeah, right.
You know?
So
sometimes again, I'll rush through the door after the gym, drop my bag, run straight into the bathroom, and Damon knows, oh, she's had a pre-workout, the caffeine's made that move straight through her body.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, okay. I guess, yeah, but see, you're really obsessed with the toilet situation.
I know.
In this conversation.
I'm putrid.
It's like, yeah, everything's to do with the bathroom. I guess, like, boundaries and stuff. I think that also extends to things you're interested in. Because, like, probably not the same for you, and not too much with me because of what I do with comedy and stuff. There's like an element. Well, I did radio for so long. It was like a lot of your private life just is out there anyway, and all your interests. But sometimes you're into something that's a bit embarrassing. or yeah. like people would think is embarrassing. Mm-hmm. So you don't necessarily let them
disclose that information. That okay. Do you mean like maybe a video game or
yeah, so like
a weird TV show?
Yeah, playing video games yep. would be one for a lot of guys. Although I feel like that's becoming far more acceptable practice than it used to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, like things like that.
COD is now cool.
Well, it's always been cool. It's okay. just the girls have gotten on board. Or actually, you know what? Women were always on board, I think, but it's now like they get to showcase that they actually are into that type of stuff.
True.
But there was some weird stat I saw about gaming, though. It's like 70 or 80% of all people kind of are involved in it in some way.
It's very bizarre.
But, yeah, I think that's like one.
Mm.
Like for me, I have a fascination with a couple of like anime.
Oh, yeah.
Like really cool. Like
I never even knew that about you.
Yeah, like old. Like, well, not that old now, but it is pretty old. But like Death Note, not the show that's on Netflix now where it's a live action one, which is awful, but the original anime is quite a fascinating like mystery thing. Because mm-hmm. I really like, and something to do with my creative like part of me, I think, is I love world building.
Mm.
Like when shows, TV shows or whatever, make like a whole different world, like it's the future and this is how we're living now.
Yeah,
it's like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I love that kind of idea. Okay. And that happens a lot in like anime like films and stuff.
Right. But so you're not like
watching those
forthcoming to disclose that straight away.
Yeah, I'll get a little bit like, oh, I'll turn that off.
Okay.
It's coming over.
Yeah. Actually, you know what is
a
good test of
really,
that? Your
really
YouTube algorithms.
Yeah.
So like mine, and I guess that's true, mine. And I obviously, like Damon, didn't really know about this until we moved in together and vice versa. But I watch a lot of, I went through a phase there probably when I was quite unwell where I would watch a lot of 10,000 calorie challenges. And so then my whole algorithm was 10,000 calorie challenges, where it's basically a trend on YouTube.
Trying to burn.
Where you have to eat 10,000 calories in 24 hours.
Whatever the hell it is, there's like the, is it the Japanese name for it? Whatever it is.
Oh, mukbang. I love them too. I love watching people eat. So
yeah, right.
That is a weird thing that I wouldn't like necessarily tell someone at the start of a relationship.
Like, hey. Are you one of those? Are you a feeder?
Probably.
Like, are you feeding diet? Like, you're making him eat heaps of food? Because like secretly you're like, yeah, that's.
Maybe. In hindsight, maybe. I didn't realize at the time. But then Damon's is like, he loves crocodiles and alligators.
Oh, yeah, sick.
He loves watching like photography like things mm-hmm. and guitar things. So yeah. like everyone I think has their own little quirks on YouTube and mm-hmm. I think you can tell a lot about a person from YouTube, but you would not show your YouTube algorithm to someone that you were just casually dating. I feel like there needs to be a solidified.
Because your TV's linked to it now.
Yeah.
That they kind of
see
it. Like, I get obsessed with things. Like, space is my big thing I'm obsessed with at the moment.
Really?
Everything to do with space, I'm like, what's this James Webb telescope looking at today? Like, if any video comes up, I'm like, what's it doing? And I'll watch any video someone wants to tell me about that's been debunked.
Side note, we watched the other night Deep Impact.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic movie.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen it since I was probably 11. I
still holds up.
Howled. It's so sad.
Yeah, right.
It's so sad. I mustn't have understood it completely at the time when I saw it because I was 12.
It's the asteroid that hits and yeah.
Oh, my God. But that reminded me because they go to space to try and deactivate the
asteroid. Yeah, it can happen.
Asteroid.
It can happen. It could happen whenever.
My God.
And they'd never tell us. no, like I think that's a big
Well, Denzel's not our president, so.
How about I give you another one?
Okay, because I don't have any more.
This is a big trust one. When you let them use your car.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
Because, like, so my ex had a Lexus that she was, like, unbelievably proud of and, like, would wash it every week and, like, you know what I mean? Like, really look after. And when she let me drive that, I think that was a big moment for her.
Yeah.
And then, like, for me, I'm a bit more lax with my car. It's insured. We're all good. But, like, I know that that is kind of, like, a big...
Yeah, that's
people,
true. Damon, when I met him, had an Audi, and he always asked me to. And he always asked me to drive it, but I didn't want to drive it because I'm not a great driver. I don't want to be responsible for crashing that thing or hitting a gutter. So I never drove it, and then he sold it, and now he's got a Camry that's like 2,000 years old, and I still won't drive it. He's driven my car before, but something.
And what are you driving again?
Something hit it.
Oh, what hit it?
We're unsure. Maybe a bike when he was inside the restaurant.
Right.
I drive a Hyundai.
Okay.
A Hyundai Accent. And I love it. well, I think that brings us to the end. And as always, we leave the listeners with one solid piece of advice.
You've got an amazing season coming up, by the way, I must say. I've seen the breakdown of it. Some great guests.
Guys, I know I have dropped the ball on Trainwreck, but I'm just here to tell you that I'm here to make Trainwreck great again, and I have planned out the entire season. So
It looks pretty good. Ready. Some exciting stuff. I'd like to come back for an episode that's going to be on later this season, but yes. I don't know if it'll be appropriate.
I think it
would
be appropriate.
Do you say what the episode is, or no? Are you keeping it mysteries?
Oh, let's do a little teaser for this one. So I want to do an episode, TMI period questions answered, and I want to get Nat Kringoudis, the female fertility doctor, back on the podcast to answer those questions. But Shad has expressed interest in also being involved in that episode, and I think it would actually be good. Maybe they will do it as a two-parter, because I think having male questions about the period answered is a very good idea.
Yeah. Because some will be quite good. Some will be awfully ignorant.
But I'm giving you a safe space to ask the questions without judgment.
Yeah.
And I love educating people about periods.
Great.
It's one of my favourite things to do. So stay tuned, guys.
Oh, am I supposed to give advice?
Keep it real. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, see, look at that. 200th episode. You don't even have a down pat yet. And I must say, when I did put this in a group chat, I did credit it to Winston Churchill.
Okay.
But it was from me.
Because who could argue with him?
Yeah, but it's like, they're not going to dispute it if I say it's Winston Churchill. And to be honest, no one said anything. They just took
great.
It.
Great.
I said, a man should never be held to the promises he made at midnight.
Easy to the point.
And that goes to a woman as well. Any promise after midnight, no one should be held.
It's void. For. It's completely void. And my piece of advice is, get a place with two bathrooms.
Yeah, that's it.
The end.